let's discuss this with Chris Iams, chair of Rail Future Yorkshire, which campaigns for better rail transport, and also Lord Haskins, former chairman of Northern Food, who now chairs the Humber Local Enterprise Partnership, which spearheads economic development in the area. Good morning to both of you. Chris Iams, if we start with you, you travel, I think, quite regularly, the route from Manchester to Leeds. Would you want to describe what it's like to us?
In a couple of words, chronic overcrowding. I usually join the train at Leeds, by which time it's either come from Newcastle, York or Hull, and it's pretty full. So if you're at Leeds, you're lucky if you can get a seat. The next stop on the line is Huddersfield, which is also a very busy station. Getting on Huddersfield at peak times, you've absolutely no chance of getting a seat. And then I have to stand to Manchester. And there are many times I've joined at Leeds and I've stood all the way to Manchester.
What would you like to see done, Chris?
We need investment, and we need it very quickly. We need the electrification. I think we need longer trains. I think the existing 3-4 coach trains are insufficient in length. When going back to the old British Rail days, we used to have 8 coach trains. Admittedly, since then, passenger numbers have, well, they've grown by 50%. I'm not sure whether which way a new line will take. We do need to do something, because if you increase the frequency of the Transpennine services, you then make it harder for the local services, which are also exceedingly busily used. But yeah, I think we definitely need electrification of the North Transpennine line. We need electrification of the Calder Valley line, which is the line that runs to Manchester via Halifax. And I think we should seriously look at reopening the line between Skipton and Colne, which will then give a Leeds-Skipton-Preston railway service as well.
Sit tight, Chris. Let's bring in Lord Haskins. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Lord Adonis, in his previous report, recommended a £33 billion Crossrail 2 project for the South East. And for this one, is recommending, effectively, a report into whether a tunnel should be built and some motorway improvements. Do you think it lacks a bit of ambition?
No, I think it's pretty ambitious, actually. I mean, these are big sums, and at the moment, we're not talking about the sheer volume of people that Crossrail will carry. I mean, the argument is that if you create the proper transport infrastructure, then you will create the demand, and off we go. And I think there's a lot to be said in that.
Yes, no, what I mean is that he's very ambitious for the South East. Do you think he needs to be more ambitious for the North?
Well, I think this is a step in the right direction in that the South East has been getting far, far too much attention, and the North has been lacking it. I mean, the interesting thing about the North is how little the railway system is used in the North compared with the South, about a quarter, and that puts a huge burden on the roads, on the motorway. The M62 is chronically overcrowded, and the number of people using the trains is really quite small. Like 3 or 4% of the traffic is on trains, and one would like to see that go to double that, treble that, you know.
So is the best option, would you say, to do a series of projects such as motorway improvements, as Chris was just saying, there are changes to existing lines, or should he go for the big fireworks, a £6 billion tunnel under the Peak District, for instance?
Well, I think you've got to do, I mean, you can't just wait for this huge tunnel system. You've got to do something about the immediate present. What Chris says is absolutely right. I use that line frequently, and a lot of things can be done in the short term to improve the position on that. The longer term projects of this sort are very ambitious and need further work. A lot, I think the report says, that further work will need to be done before a commitment is made to them. But the short-term position can't wait. You've got to get on with more trains, longer trains, better signalling, better speeding them up, electrification, all of that.
Lord Haskins, if you take a step back and look at these sort of projects, why do governments let it get to the point, like you said there, you need to crack on with the short term, but why does it get to the point with governments where urgent investment is needed? Couldn't it be managed better?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with governments is that they do not have long-term plans for the most part. The Department of Transport's main strategic plan goes forward no more than less than 10 years, and that isn't nearly enough. Whereas when the Victorians did what they did 140 years ago, which was mainly done with private money, you have to remember, they took huge long-term views. Look at the London Underground, which was created 140 years ago, and large chunks of it are still working very effectively. I wish we had that vision today.
tell us about your experience in the air around Humber in Hull. How difficult is it to use the train system?
It's not all that difficult. Our problem is lack of frequency. You can only get a train from Hull to Leeds once an hour, and my argument is if we had one once every 20 minutes, then it would benefit the economy enormously both ways, that people could work in Leeds, which is a very prosperous financial centre, and live in Hull and the East Riding, and vice versa. And that mobility is the key to economic development. That's what the Northern Powerhouse is all about. If you get people moving, being moved to work, not necessarily moving their houses, but moving more to work, you get a stronger economy. People don't want to change their job and go through all the hassle of changing a house nowadays. People want to stay in the same house, but be able to be more flexible to where they work.
Chris thought from you, Chris Iams, do you expect any rapid change?
Sadly, no. Everything in the railway industry, when it comes to major infrastructure improvements or rail improvements, take so long to come through. We need to speed up the design and the build and the planning process, processes that take place.
Chris Iams and also Lord Haskins, thank you both very much indeed.